Appreciate the prayer that's gone before and certainly ask that you continue to pray for me this morning. With the Thanksgiving holiday coming up on us this week, I thought it might be fitting perhaps to preach along the lines of thankfulness this morning. But actually, more specifically, I want to preach about the unthankfulness of men. The unthankfulness of men. But as we begin to ponder upon the Thanksgiving holiday, I think I've said this here before, and I'll probably say it next year and the year after and so forth. But Thanksgiving, I believe, is probably one of the most biblical holidays that we could celebrate in our lives. To set aside time to purposely reflect upon the goodness of the Lord is something that I believe He's well pleased with, and it's something that the Bible commends us and commands us to do. You say, well, Brother Nathan, what about perhaps the holiday of Christmas? Isn't that a very scriptural and biblical holiday? Well, there's nothing wrong, perhaps, with reflecting upon the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but we're never commanded to reflect or to celebrate that day. However, we are commanded in several places to be thankful in our lives. It's something that we should do, I believe, as I said, purposely, setting aside time, perhaps, in this day of the year. But it's something we should do every day. Every single day that we wake up, we should have a spirit of thankfulness. Lord, thank you for everything that you did for me yesterday. Thank you for preserving me through this night, keeping me from the evils and the perils of man. And dear Lord, bless me and continue to watch over me in the day ahead. That should be our first thought when we wake up in the morning is, Lord, thank you for everything that you have done for us. And so, as I said, I believe it's a very biblical and a very sound thing to do to purposely set aside time to thank the Lord. Notice how the Bible speaks of us and our attitude of thankfulness. The Apostle Paul writes in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15, and he says very plainly, be ye thankful. That's it. Be ye thankful. You know, the Apostle Paul doesn't qualify it. He doesn't say, be ye thankful if you've got this and you've got that. He doesn't say if things are going well for you and you've got money in the bank, if you've got lots of friends and you've got lots of family. He doesn't say be thankful just in those situations. He says unqualified, be ye thankful. And he writes in 2 Thessalonians, I believe it is, in everything give thanks. Every single thing give thanks. You say, well, Brother Nathan, perhaps I'm battling sickness in my life. Do I need to thank the Lord for that sickness? Or I've fallen upon financial distress. Do I need to thank the Lord for financial distress? No, that's not what the Apostle Paul is saying. But what the Apostle Paul is saying, in whatever struggle you face in life, you still have many things that you can be thankful to the Lord for. Whether you're facing health issues, financial issues, marital issues, it doesn't matter. There are still many things that you can be thankful to the Lord for. And so the Apostle Paul says, in everything, give thanks. Be ye thankful. In Colossians chapter 2, he says, speaking about the faith, that is the faith that was once delivered unto the saints, that body of doctrine. He says, being established and rooted in that faith, understanding what the Lord has done for you, you should abound with thanksgiving. You know, it's often been said that those that know the truth of salvation by grace should be the happiest people on earth. I believe that this morning. We should be the most happy people on this earth. But not only should we be the most happy, we should be the most thankful. Recognizing that without the Lord, we would have no hope of our home in heaven. We would have no chance of eternal salvation. We should be abounding with thanksgiving as we grow in our understanding of the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. David said in the 50th Psalm in verse 14, he says, offer unto God thanksgiving. And in the 100th Psalm in verse 4, he says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and praise. That is, in this place, when we walk through those doors and come into this public place of worship, we again ought to have a spirit of thankfulness and thanksgiving. And so all throughout the Bible, we're commanded to be very thankful people. But yet, in spite of that, sometimes we're not. In spite of that, we're sometimes unthankful people. I don't want to condemn you. Perhaps this morning I'll condemn myself. I know there's been at least one time, if not many times in my life, when I have been unthankful, not only for the blessings of the Lord, but for those blessings that others bestow upon me. There have been times in my life when I have been unthankful and ungrateful for those wonderful and marvelous blessings. Sometimes I read in the book of Matthew about the 10 lepers that Christ healed. You know, He healed 10, but not 9 turned away and didn't render unto Him praise and thanksgiving. Only one returned back to the Lord and thanked Him for healing him from that awful and dreadful disease. And I look at that and I actually sometimes see myself perhaps as one in the 9. I perhaps wonder to myself, Lord, would I be one of the 9 that just turned away and didn't thank You for what You'd done for me? I fear that perhaps I too many times am unthankful and ungrateful in my life. You say perhaps, well, Brother Nathan, maybe it's not a big deal that I'm not thankful every time that the Lord has blessed me with something. Maybe it's not a big deal that I fail to thank the Lord at every opportunity that I can. Maybe it's not a big deal that I fail to thank others for the generosity that they have shown unto me. Maybe it's just not a big deal. I want you to notice how the Bible condemns those that are not thankful. The Bible doesn't have flattering words for those that are ungrateful and have a spirit of unthankfulness. The Apostle Paul writes to Timothy in 2 Timothy and chapter 3. And there he says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." Now, I believe we're living in those last days right now. Some believe the last days are a period of time that will happen after the Lord Jesus Christ returns and sets up a kingdom upon this earth. That's not the case. The Lord's coming back, but He'll never set foot upon this earth again. We'll rise into the clouds and meet Him, and He'll usher us into that glory world, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The Lord's not coming back to set up a kingdom here and now. He has a kingdom right now. It's called the church kingdom that you and I are sitting in right now this morning. So when the Apostle Paul talks about the last days, he's talking about the days we're living in right now. He says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves." Now it's been said that everything after this comes from this very first one. I believe that's probably true. "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents." Notice, "unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heedy, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof." And he tells Timothy, "From such turn away." So the Bible doesn't have very many good things to say about those that are unthankful. It lists those men along with these several others, these vile and wicked men. Or perhaps the Apostle Paul, if you read Romans chapter 1, you'll notice how Paul describes some of the most vile men there. Man by nature, man that would turn the truth of God into a lie. Just ungodly men. And in verse 8, I believe it is there, you'll find that they are unthankful. Or verse 21, I believe it is. They are unthankful people. So certainly we don't want to find ourselves in that class of people, do we? We want to be thankful people in our lives. I believe everybody here wants to be thankful to the Lord. If not, you wouldn't be here this morning. We all want to show the Lord more thankfulness for what He has done for us. So you say, "Brother Nathan, I want to be thankful." Perhaps one way that we can learn to be more thankful is to learn why we're unthankful. Does that make sense? It's like me. I want to lose weight. I want to be healthy. Well, it's easy to say diet and exercise. But sometimes it's good to learn what I shouldn't be doing or why I'm unhealthy. Sometimes it's easier to become healthy by learning why I'm not healthy. Forget the Pop-Tarts. Forget McDonald's. Forget Papa Murphy's Pizza. Forget those things and maybe you'll make some progress. Sometimes it's easier to learn how to do something by learning why you do the opposite. Does that make sense? And so, for a few minutes this morning, let's consider perhaps the several reasons why men are not as thankful to God as they should be. Why they're not as thankful as they should be. Now, one reason perhaps is that we just forget. We forget to be thankful to the Lord, don't we? It just never crosses our minds. We perhaps say we're going to get to it, and no, we never do. We just forget to show a spirit of thankfulness. Men, by nature, are very forgetful creatures. That's why we have to be reminded over and over again about certain things in our lives. That's why we have to have grocery lists on our refrigerator. That's why we have to have reminders on our computers. Because we forget things. You go back to Genesis, you can see a wonderful example of how forgetful man is when Joseph was in prison with the butler and he had interpreted the butler's dream and he told the butler, hey, when you're restored to Pharaoh's house, remember me. Tell Pharaoh that I'm here. Tell Pharaoh that I can interpret dreams, that I'm here falsely. Tell him about me. You know, the butler's restored to the Pharaoh's house and he forgot Joseph. Several years later, as you'll read, he comes to his senses and he says, I remember my faults this day. I was in prison with a man by the name of Joseph and he interpreted my dream and begins to tell Pharaoh about Joseph. But for a short period of time, the butler had forgotten Joseph, hadn't he? That's just the way we are. We forget things too often. And David writes in the Psalms and in the 103rd Psalm, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Forget not all of his benefits. You know, why is David saying that? To not only praise the Lord, but also purposely make sure I'm not forgetting all of his benefits. Why? Because David knows he forgets. David knows how man is in its weak and frail and feeble condition. And he's saying, I don't want to forget. I'm going to purposely try not to forget. I'm going to praise him and I'm going to remember all the things that he's done for me. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all of his benefits. Well, you turn over to the 106th Psalm, a couple of chapters, and you'll see there where the children of Israel forgot the Lord. The 106th chapter goes through some of the struggles that the Israelites faced. After they had come through the Red Sea, after the Lord had miraculously delivered them from the hand of Pharaoh, they get on the other side of the Red Sea, and then we all know the story, some of the evil that took place, the creating of the golden calf and so forth. And the reason the psalmist there says that they did all these things is because they forgot God, their Savior. They forgot God. They forgot all the mercies that he had bestowed upon them. Sometimes we just forget, don't we? Again, that's why we need to be reminded over and over again about how wonderful the Lord has been to us and the multitude of mercies that he has shown to us. We forget sometimes perhaps because we're busy. We just get busy, don't we? We don't thank God because we forget, and we forget because we're busy. We just got so much going on in this life, don't we? Dear friends, let me remind you this morning that this world's not our home. You understand that this morning, that our home is in the skies. Our home is with the Lord. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. And there was a group of people once who considered themselves strangers and pilgrims here below. Is that how you feel yourself this morning? Or you feel like your home's down in Grant County or Madison County or Allen County or wherever the case may be. No, dear friends, your home is with the Lord. Sometimes it's easy to get just so entangled with the affairs of this life and just feel like we got to plop ourselves down and take care of earthly business when really we're just passing through this old world. But we get busy. We get entangled with the things of this life. Christ, on more occasion than one, reminded and warned his disciples to not become entangled with the affairs of this world. He constantly had to tell them, don't get tied up in this mess. Just remember, you're passing through. You know, that's probably one of the biggest reasons that many of the Lord's children fail in a life of discipleship. You know, you talk about the evils of the flesh and the sins of the flesh. And certainly I stand against those this morning and would preach against those. But I've seen perhaps the Lord's children be harmed in more ways, not because of evil works of the flesh, but just because they've gotten too busy in this life. And they've been so wrapped up in the things that are going on. And so we get busy and people say, well, I recognize the Lord. I recognize how he's blessed me. And I'll get around to thanking him one day. I just don't have the time right now. But one day I'll show him how really appreciative I am. You kick the can down the road and you never actually stop and pick it up. You never get the time. We forget and we come busy with the affairs of this life. Perhaps another reason why we're not as thankful as we should be is because we're too concerned about ourselves. We're too concerned about us. We're living in the me generation. It's all about me, me, me. And we are just so wrapped up and consumed with ourselves that we forget to thank the Lord for everything that He's done for us. Now I look back to the book of 2 Chronicles in chapter 32 and about verse 35 there, you'll read about King Hezekiah. You all remember the story of King Hezekiah. He was stricken with illness. The Lord had told him he was going to die. He had sent word, you don't have much longer to live. Get your affairs in order. And Hezekiah, he prayed unto the Lord that that wouldn't be the case. And the Lord graciously extended Hezekiah's life. I believe it was about 15 years he extended his life. And that's a lesson, by the way, in the power of prayer. You ever think prayer doesn't work? Go back and read about Hezekiah. By one prayer to the Lord, he extended his life by 15 years. Prayer works. We're told that the righteous man, his prayer availeth much in our lives. And so certainly we should never doubt that. But Hezekiah, after the Lord had been so gracious to extend his life, heal him of that infirmity of the flesh, we find in 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and verse 35 that he didn't render praise unto the Lord. He didn't thank the Lord for that. He just completely turned his back on the Lord. Why? He was lifted up in his heart. He just was so wrapped up in himself. He was thinking only about himself and his kingdom and how he was going to defeat the Assyrians and so forth. He just had no thought to even thank the Lord for what he had done for him. Just so consumed with self. Anybody been like that? Anybody ever experienced that? Perhaps you're just so concerned about yourself. Forget the Lord and what he's doing for you. I'm taking care of myself. Yeah, he's blessed me, but now I'm going to take that blessing and I'm going to just worry about myself. I'm not going to thank him for that. Just too consumed and wrapped up with self. Sometimes we have perhaps a feeling of entitlement to the blessings of the Lord. Sometimes we might have the idea that the Lord owes us anything, or that we've worked for something, we've earned something, we deserve something. And we're not as thankful as we should be because we feel we're entitled to it. Let me say unequivocally this morning, and I don't mean to step on toes perhaps without stepping on my own, there's nobody in this building, there's nobody on the face of this planet that deserves anything from the Lord. There's no man here that is worthy of even the least of the mercies of God. Nobody here has earned great favor with the Lord such that the Lord owes him anything. The only reason we have anything in this life is because the Lord's been gracious and merciful to us. You go through the Bible, count how many times you find the word mercy and grace. You know, if you were entitled to something, if you had earned something and deserved something, you wouldn't find mercy and grace there. You'd find perhaps wage. You'd find perhaps reward. You'd find those types of terms. But the favor of the Lord is by grace and mercy. We have a wage. The wages of sin is death. That's what we're working for. But thanks be to God, He's not given us our wage. He's given us His grace and His mercy. But we understand this morning that we're not worthy of even the least of the blessings of God. But sometimes the Lord's people can get in that opinion. Sometimes they believe that the Lord owes them something. They're entitled to something. We kind of touched on that last week with the Apostle Peter there when he was telling the Lord, Lord, I've forsaken all things. Now what am I going to get for it? You know, Peter, I think, had that opinion. I think he was starting to get in that opinion that perhaps the Lord owed him something. Or perhaps we can be like the prodigal son and we go to our heavenly father and we demand our share of the inheritance. We just feel like it's entitled to us, that it's ours. We deserve it and that we should have it. But dear friends, if you've ever worked for something, if you've ever felt like you have earned something, that you have deserved something, are you truly thankful for it? No, you're not, because you feel like you've earned it. You feel like it's due unto you. You know, every other week, I get a paycheck at work. And I'm thankful to the Lord. Let me say that this morning. I hope that I'm thankful to the Lord for seeing to my natural needs. But every other week, I get a paycheck at work. I don't go into my boss and get down on my knees and just say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you've done for me. Why? because I was there 70 hours those 2 weeks. I earned that paycheck. I was there when I didn't have to be. I could have been at home watching Golden Girls. I could have been playing Angry Birds on my phone, checking Facebook. I didn't have to be there, but I drug myself out of bed. I went in there, and I did the best I could for my boss. So I don't really thank them. Why? Because I feel like I earned it. I feel like I deserve that pay. And so it is with the Lord. If you feel like you are receiving of the Lord because you've earned it, that you're entitled to it, you're not going to really be thankful for what the Lord has done for you. Now, I think there's perhaps an application in that with those that feel they're working their way to heaven. Those that feel like that by their efforts, they're going to land themselves on heaven's shore. Those that we've talked about in the past that feel like they're going to have great rewards in heaven and so forth. Those people aren't truly thankful, I believe, as they could be or should be to the Lord, because they feel like, I've done it. I'm entitled to it. I've worked myself into that position. And rather than being thankful, they have a spirit of entitlement and they steal glory from the Lord. Rather than giving Him all the glory that's due unto His name, saying, Lord, without You, I wouldn't stand a chance. Without You, there's no way I would have hope of eternal salvation. Rather than being in that place of thanking the Lord, having gratitude for Him, they say, well, I've earned it. I've worked for it. And I believe they're probably not as thankful as they should be. One reason perhaps we're unthankful too this morning is we don't recognize, we don't realize what we have. It's just impossible to be thankful for something that you didn't even know you had, is it? It's impossible to be thankful for something you didn't know was in your possession. Many of the Lord's people, I believe this morning, again, are not thankful to the Lord as they should be because they don't understand how the Lord has worked in their lives. They don't understand how the Lord has accomplished their home in heaven. How when He cried out, it is finished on that cross, that was it. It was done. Our sins, not in part, but the whole, are nailed to His cross and I bear it no more. That's what many people are missing this morning. Many of the Lord's people that will be in heaven just as much as you and I are, yet perhaps not as thankful as they should be. Even myself sometimes, perhaps, not as thankful as I should be because I don't recognize all the wondrous graces and mercy that the Lord has done and bestowed upon me. We just don't realize what we have. And of course, regarding salvation, that's perhaps why the Lord has given the gospel ministry. That the gospel ministry not bring about salvation, but we're the ones that kind of flip on the light switch in the room and let people know what the Lord's done for them and how they ought to be thankful to the Lord. But it's impossible to be thankful for something that you simply didn't know that you had. On the flip side, it's impossible to be thankful for something that you've never gone without. Isn't it? It's almost impossible to be thankful for something that you have always lived with, isn't it? Some of you might remember this. I don't remember this because I'm too young. But I've been told there was a period not too long ago where electricity inside buildings was just something futuristic. There were times in the not too distant past where there was no indoor plumbing, there was no electricity, there was nothing like that, there were no automobiles, there were no technology or technological advances such as that. You know, when I walk into a room and I turn on the light switch, I'm probably not as thankful as I should be for that blessing of the Lord. Why? Because I've always had it. It's always been there, just at a touch of a finger. I don't know what it's like to go extended periods without blessings of the Lord, like indoor plumbing and stuff like that, because I've always had it. Now, there's a few times I've been to churches where they didn't. They still use the old outhouses, and I was very thankful for indoor plumbing at that point. But you understand what I'm saying this morning. If you have always had something, it's impossible to really, truly be thankful for it. I think about the church building that we have here. You know, that we ought to be thankful for this building. Really, I talk about sometimes about doing things to the building or looking for another location or something like that. But you know, really, truly, we ought to be thankful for this building. Because I remember in the not too distant past, I lived through this, where there were times that the church I was affiliated with didn't have a building. We didn't have a building. We had to float around from location to location until we could finally afford to get one. And when we were floating around, it was just such a task because you'd have to get there early. You'd have to set up the chairs. You'd have to make sure everything was taken care of. You know, it's really a great blessing to be able to come into a place and publicly worship the Lord in a place such as this, isn't it? Now, maybe we should be more thankful for even things like this. The ability to worship our Lord and Savior in peace this morning. None of us, I don't think, have ever experienced a time where persecutors were knocking down the door saying, no, you're not going to name the name Jesus Christ in this place. None of us have ever experienced that. But that's something we should be thankful for, isn't it? That the Lord has afforded to us a peace in this nation to worship Him. That we're not as those, as we read about in the Bible, that were scattered because of persecution. We should be very thankful for that. Or times not only of external peace, but internal peace. You know, men that have lived their entire lives in the church of Jesus Christ, and they've never had a conflict. It's very hard for them to be thankful for the peace that they have in that place. It's very hard for them perhaps to wrap their head around the words, how good and how sweet and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. But I'm telling you what, you go through a few conflicts in your life and you begin to appreciate those things. And how we ought to be more thankful to the Lord that we have peace in this place. I'm thankful for that this morning. But it's very hard for us to be thankful when we've never had to do without that thing for which we should be thankful for. You know, the prodigal son, I don't believe he was very thankful for his father's wealth until he got out in that pig pen and was eating up the cobs of the field and so forth. He wasn't very thankful for that, I believe, until he had to go through that life experience. Or Hezekiah probably wasn't very thankful. I mentioned Hezekiah earlier. He probably wasn't very thankful for the health that he had until the Lord told him, your life's coming to an end. Or the children of Israel, no doubt there were many times in their lives that they were not thankful for the blessings of God until the Lord took His blessing from them. Then they became thankful. But it's very hard for us to be thankful sometimes because we just don't have the experiences that we need. But yet we should try to in everything give thanks. And be ye thankful for everything. Sometimes perhaps we're not thankful because we don't want the obligation to pay it forward. That's the expression nowadays, pay it forward. Have you ever heard that? Somebody does something good for you and then you should turn around and pay it forward to the next person. Sometimes I don't think we want to be thankful because, or admit that we need to be thankful or show any kind of thankfulness. Sometimes I believe we don't fall in those categories because we don't want the obligation to pass on that blessing to another. I believe this morning with every fiber of my being that we are to mimic and we are to pass on the blessings that the Lord has given to us. I believe that with every fiber of my being. That just as the Lord has been loving and gracious to you, you should be loving and gracious to others. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, as He's forgiven you for Christ's sake, just as the Lord has forgiven you, we ought to pass that forgiveness on to others. Just as the Lord's been generous to us and given us a little bit of earth's blessings in this life, we ought to be willing to keep paying it forward and passing it on. But some men, I believe, I don't think they want to be thankful. They don't want to admit that they had anything bestowed upon them that they didn't earn. They don't want to admit that they need to be thankful because they don't want to pay it forward. They want to keep it all to themselves. Now I read in Matthew chapter 18 about a certain king. Christ is giving a parable there. There was a certain king that called one of his servants in, and this servant owed him a great sum of money. And the king was gracious enough to forgive him that sum of money, wasn't he? But what happened? That servant then went out after he'd been forgiven a great debt, and he found one of his other fellow servants that owed him some money. He wasn't too kind and gracious to that man. He grabbed him by the throat and said, pay me what you owe me. And when he said, I can't, he took him and he had him thrown into prison. You know, that first servant then was called back into the king's presence, the one that had just forgiven him the great amount. And he asked him the question, how come you didn't forgive him after I had just forgiven you a much greater amount? You know, that's, again, a lesson I believe that the Lord expects us to kind of pass it forward, to kind of pay it forward, recognize how the Lord has blessed us, and then turn around and do the same to others in our lives. But again, I don't believe some want to do that because they just simply don't want to have that obligation. Perhaps another reason this morning that we don't feel as thankful or that we're not as thankful as we should be is because we don't like the giver. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about the Lord. I hope everybody here is completely in love with the Lord. As sinful men, it is possible to hold grudges against the Lord. We understand that this morning, and to be angry at the Lord. But perhaps this is more applicable in our everyday lives when somebody else does something for us. We're just not thankful for that gift because we don't like the giver. Some family member that's been estranged for many years maybe gives you a gift, or some friend that you had had years ago but had kind of grown apart, they gave you some kind of a gift. You're just not very thankful for it. Why? Because, boy, they really did me wrong in the past. I just don't like that person. And I'm not really going to be thankful as I should be because they were mean to me. And I don't want anything to do with them. Sometimes we just don't like the giver. I think that happened at least on one occasion. We read about in the Gospels, Matthew chapter 12, how Christ was healing a man that had a withered hand. And the Pharisees, they weren't too fond of our Savior. Instead of being thankful for Him healing this man, instead of them being very grateful and appreciative of it, instead of that, they questioned Him why He did it on the Sabbath, and then after that, they sought to destroy Him. They just didn't like Jesus Christ. They didn't like the giver. They didn't want to show any kind of gratefulness or thankfulness to Him. I think that's perhaps something that's happened in my life, and I should do better. But one of the biggest reasons perhaps we're unthankful or ungrateful in our lives is we're underwhelmed with the gift. We're underwhelmed with the gift. That is, we expected more, or we want more. And so we're not as thankful as we should be, because we thought the gift should be bigger. I remember on a few occasions in my life, I was just a young boy, so I hope you won't hold this against me, because I was just a very young boy. But I can remember times in my life when somebody would get me a card for my birthday, and I'd open the card, and there was no money in it. You know, I had this great countenance. I had this wonderful just joy. And then I open that card thinking, oh, I wonder what's in it. Maybe it's $10, maybe it's $15. Oh my goodness, what if it's $20? Do you know what I can buy for $20? A little boy, that's a lot of money. And then you open the card and there's nothing in it. Just a birthday wish from a loved one. I'm ashamed to admit that this morning. And I hope you won't hold it against me. But I'm ashamed that I was not as thankful for that loved one just wishing me a happy birthday or a Merry Christmas or a Happy Valentine's Day or whatever it is. I wasn't as thankful as I should have been. I was underwhelmed with the gift. I've seen it with other people as well. They have this great joy and excitement, and then they unwrap the gift and it's just not what they wanted. It's a t-shirt that's two sizes too small, or it's some gadget that they already have three of and they just don't really need it. They're just kind of underwhelmed by the gift. And so they're just not as thankful, perhaps, as they should be. Again, that's something that I've experienced. I don't know if you have or not, but let me tell you this morning that we should all be very thankful and very content with what the Lord has blessed us with. Rather than wishing that the Lord would give us more, rather than holding it against God for saying, Lord, why aren't you giving me more? Why aren't you doing this and that? We ought to be more thankful for what He has done for us. You know, the Apostle Paul writes in Hebrews and he says, be content with such things as you have. And to Timothy he says, that with food and raiment, be therefore content. You know, if you have a good house or any house, if you have clothes for your back and food for your belly, you're doing a lot better than many people in this world. I remember a couple of years ago I was in Baltimore with my brother Noah, and we were on our way somewhere, and we got off the interstate. And as we went down the exit ramp there in the inner city of Baltimore, I looked over to my left. And under the overpass, I can't tell you how many tents there were. I can't tell you how many tarps were just, you know, tied up with ropes and people literally living in boxes. You know, if that doesn't make you thankful for a little bitty house and a little bit of food and a little bit of Goodwill clothes or whatever the case may be, I don't know what will. But we should be content with whatever the Lord has blessed us with, rather than being underwhelmed and saying, Lord, I wish it was just a little bit more. No, the Lord still has done exceedingly well towards all of us and given us all more than we deserve. And so, you know, this Thanksgiving, as we approach this day of purposeful reflection on how wonderful the Lord has been to us, don't fall into one of these categories. Sit there for a few minutes and begin to count the many blessings that the Lord's given to you. You say, well, Brother Nathan, it's going to be kind of a rotten Thanksgiving. The weather's not supposed to be that good, and all my family's out of town or whatever the case may be. Nobody's going to come see me. I'm not going to have a big feast or anything like that. You know, you begin to sit there and think about your problems. Think about what the Apostle Paul said, and everything give thanks. Doesn't matter if you're sitting in a big house all alone. If you are, by the way, let me know and I'll be there. Or I'll invite you to my place. But you may sit there all alone. You say, I've got nobody. Maybe not this year, maybe 10 years down the road. You say, I've got nobody to spend this holiday with. I don't have much to be thankful for this year. No, you certainly do. We can't even begin to count the many ways that the Lord has blessed us. In every single day and in every single situation, every single hardness and difficulty of life, we need to give thanks because there's many reasons to. May the Lord bless you is my prayer. Let's stand and sing a hymn this morning.